Welcome back to the Village Celebration. Joining us today is political consultant Mondale Robinson, who worked out of Florida and worked with the presidential, wasn't presidential yet, but maybe I'm prophesying for Mr. Gillum. Okay, let's start over. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to the Village Celebration. Joining us today is Mondale Robinson, political consultant who worked on the Andrew Gillum campaign. Mondale, let's talk about African-American voter turnout in Florida. Recount underway. Where are some of the most notable stories of a dramatic increase in voter participation?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think if we're talking about Broward County, the L precincts, some of the like the 700 precincts in Duval, and also in Orange County, in Orlando, the 200 precincts, some of those precincts, we saw increases. And these are heavily low information and also black precincts that don't usually participate in midterm elections. We saw increases not just in the primary around 80, 90% and into the general election, some of them even 120, 140%. So the excitement that exists in spaces is not just the conversation that people are talking about in barbershops, because more people are talking about politics in barbershops and beauty salons, but it's also resonating and working and turning into votes. These are people who are what the political world calls sporadic voters, people that don't vote in every midterm election or don't vote in every election at all. And their propensity to participate are somewhere between 0 and 45%. But they're turning out in hundreds, they're like doubling, tripling their participation rate. And that is super exciting in that it's telling folk when their candidate looks like the communities and looks like America, when the candidate is speaking of a message that is not just consultant-driven, poll-driven, and actually speaks to the harm that people are suffering, people don't just pay attention and talk about it. They show up at the ballot box.
Mm. Let me ask you this. Can you compare the participation in this midterm election as it relates to African-American turnout to participation in 2008 when former President Barack Obama first ran?
Yes. Like I said, some of those precincts that I just named, they had higher rates of turnout this election cycle in a midterm when there's no presidential election than they did when President Obama ran the first time. And that speaks that is unbelievable to think about, that you have people that are voting in a midterm election, which is traditionally a low performing election anyway, voting higher than when the first African-American candidate for president was on the ballot.
That is impressive. Let me ask you this, and this is a subject that we haven't heard a lot about, this situation with Mr. Gillum and a developer and an FBI agent.
Yes.
What's your statement about that, and how do you think that impacted him on Election Day?
So the Village listeners and readers know that the trickery that comes along with being black is long and old. This is one of those things. If there's ever been a case of entrapment, that would have been it. So the person in question was Gillum's best friend since before college, his high school friend. If my high school friend invited me somewhere, or somebody that he introduced me to invited me somewhere and offered me tickets, that wouldn't be considered bribery or an FBI. This is an undercover FBI agent offering Gillum a ticket from his friend, his high school friend.
Who was white or is white.
Who is white, right? Now, here's the thing. It's a problem if Gillum would have offered something back for this ticket. But a gift, this gift is not legal. I mean, illegal. This is a friend of a friend. Exactly. There's no quid pro quo there. That's why the FBI said he's not under investigation. He's never been under investigation. Because what he did was he accepted a gift from a friend. And we all have and will continue to do that. I think this is a way to make him look shady, unscrupulous, like they always do with black candidates. I mean, in Georgia, they try to use Stacey Abrams' school debt as a reason why she's not credible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So with the recount underway in Florida, possibly one coming up in Georgia, what do you foresee in the next week?
A lot of lawsuits. A lot of lawsuits and people trying to figure out what that looks like as it pertains to where voters can rest assured that their elections and their votes matter and that people aren't trying to steal their elections based on selfish gains. So I do believe that Florida will put out its official statement as it pertains to if there will be a runoff or not or a recount on Saturday. And if Gillum gets to the threshold without legal issues before then, it'll be automatic, and then there'll be a machine, then a manual recount. And then from there, we'll hear more developments, legal lawsuits, and also next steps after that. And then in Georgia, I think the lawsuits are already being launched.
Mondale Robinson, political consultant and Village Celebration contributor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.